Well, also look at the technical.
Yeah.
I can't wait to just get to
I'm gonna go this way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. She doesn't do a whole lot with her. She supports me. That's about it. She likes to catch the text, but other than that.
So how did you come about it?
My dad.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
My dad's from here.
Thank you.
And we've already done the trip.
Al?
Hey, Al. I should have grabbed a case for us up here, huh? Yeah, they said they're all warm.
You got
it, Al.
So how'd you find out about American Flag? You build locally then, one market? You use your own market, local marketing?
But in face-to-face contact, if I get results, computer.
Without talking to people?
Right.
Well, good for you. That's awesome.
That's my best.
Really? You guys are just pumping gas together, or?
Awesome.
That is so cool. There you go. Yeah. It's all about finding what works for you.
And after filament simple, I make filament simple along with the
product. All right. Oh, that was a good tour. Everybody like the building?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, hold on. Did everybody like the picture of the dog father?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
The dog father.
Okay. You know, we want to get this morning started off right. We want some excitement and some energy, and there's always one song that, you know, it is Dennis and Daniel's favorite song. So really, to get up and loose, because you're going to be sitting down a lot today, let's get up and let's rock the Johnny B. Good.
Wow, what a good looking group we have this morning. Wow, I am impressed. First of all, I want to welcome each and every one of you to the 2005 Leadership of Tomorrow Conference. Why don't you just turn to each other and congratulate for being here. Turn around. Congratulations. All right. Okay, here we go. Well, I'll tell you what. We have a very exciting weekend planned for y'all. And I want to tell you, you are very, very privileged to be here. Out of the 60,000 plus brokers in Ameriplan today, you were especially chosen to be at this Leadership of Tomorrow conference. You see, you are the future of Ameriplan.
Yeah.
And because you are the future of Ameriplan, you have a great responsibility. You see, Ameriplan is going to be what you make it. It's going to be what you believe. It's going to be created by your vision. You are the future of this company. How we progress and how big we become and how successful we are is going to be dependent upon you. So, again, congratulations. We're here to learn, to be motivated, to be recognized. But the most important reason that we are here is to accept the responsibility of being a leader in Ameripland. Thank you very much for being here.
All right, thank you.
You know, you truly are leaders. And leaders, you know, what I want you to think about is that as a leader, you are in charge of an army. You are in charge of a volunteer army, okay? And it's the atmosphere, the successful atmosphere that you create, that people will follow you. And we want to teach you this weekend how to create that successful environment so that you can lead that volunteer army. Thank y'all very much for being here. Right.
Kind of go through the day real quick. I want to set up what to expect. You know, where we're going to use you.
Whoa!
Put it behind my back.
Man on fire.
Just not blow up in my hand. In the past with Leaders of Tomorrow, there's been some great sessions, great learning, great training, great announcements. But this year we're not going to have any of that. We're going to have the same thing. Plus, unlike the past couple of years, we are going to get a lot. We expect and anticipate a lot of feedback from you all during a lot of these sessions. This isn't just about somebody getting up here and telling you best ways to do the business, best ways to stay motivated. You're going to get all that, but we're going to ask for your feedback on a lot of the issues that we have. Because you're here not only because we think you're leaders, but we're here because we want you to help us shape this company, because it's your company. And you need a voice in this company, and that's what we're going to do. So be prepared for that. There's going to be a lot of sessions that will have a question and answer, a lot of open discussion. Don't go off the deep end with that. I can only take so much. No, but it's going to be really exciting. And you know, also, housekeeping. Turn these off. Actually, I was in a meeting in California once doing a long time ago, I did a group certification class in the Irvine area. And, I mean, I told them twice to turn off the phones. Well, sure enough, what happens? A phone went on. Guess who answered the phone?
You did.
Now, if it's a prospect today calling you up, I'd be more than happy to answer the phone during the meet. No, but please turn off the cell phones. There's going to be, you know, it's for the people who are up here giving their time to help present to you. Also, we're going to be leaving here at noon. I heard one turn off. That was good. That was awesome. Dixon, hey, you're not fired today. All right, Mark. Set the example. Be the champion you are. I know he doesn't. All right, and if it was Carol Garvey calling him, he'd leave the room and talk to Carol. But we're going to be leaving at noon for lunch. And am I not right, Joe? Thank you. You know that. We're going to be going back to the hotel for lunch today. You're going to have plenty of time to relax. And then back here, we start back at 2 o'clock. So everybody be prompt getting to the bus and coming back here, helping the executive assistants get back on the bus and back here for the rest of the day. So, let's go ahead and get it started. Our first speaker today, when we sent an email out to y'all to ask them what topics you want to talk about, one topic that we had a bunch of sheets, a bunch of emails, was talking about group sales. How to approach, what is group sales, how do I get involved with it. And so, you know, we have somebody that does that. So we're going to go ahead and start the day off with our director of group sales, Miss Nancy Strang.
Good morning.
Morning.
I figured they'd get me up here first, get me out of the way, so if I stumble over anything, you'll forget about it by lunchtime. As Brent said, we've had a lot of requests for information about group sales, and it is a huge topic, and I could and have spent all day discussing it. So I'm not going to go take everybody through that and bore you to tears. But what I am going to do is I'm going to go over a few of the 2004 statistics that we were just able to compile and we're going to talk about two different ways of approaching groups. So first thing, want to talk about our 2004 statistics. These are, we have 39 states that have groups enrolled right now. We have almost 2,000 groups active on the books right now. But I wanted to show you where our top 10 markets are. The biggest one is in Dallas, and I just gone ahead and pulled the states on it. Texas, Florida, California, Oregon, Arizona, Washington, Colorado, New York, Michigan, and Virginia. New York has been coming on like gangbusters, thanks to one or two individuals that are here today that have really been getting on top of things. And she was on my panel for convention, for those of you that were there, for those of you that weren't there, did a great job because we talked about different things as far as group. But I did want to show you, those are our top areas. I'm going to be doing a lot this next year, going back out, talking more to try and get more people to understand about group, how to do it so we can get more states on this map, okay? But I just want to show you the top 10 right now. And Florida and California are in a real tough fight, or excuse me, Florida and Texas are in a real tough fight. I think there's only about 6 or 7 groups separating them.
Go Florida.
Go Florida, right.
Would that be the BSM from that area? I also wanted to talk to you about some of the areas where we're seeing growth and some of the trends that we've been noticing. I was only going to do the top 5, but I had a couple of them come on just this last quarter really strong, and I wanted to share it with you. Normally, we're having restaurants and that type of thing. What we're looking at are top groups right now, more business that we're getting at, is the construction industry. We have got home builders, excavation companies, concrete, anything to do with any kind of building. That's our largest area of groups right now. And that really just came on the last 4 or 5 months of the year. These companies that used to have insurance and full-time are finally seeing they want to keep these people employed. They want to keep them with their company. So they're seeing Ameriplan, oh, this is great. It's inexpensive. I can do payroll deduction. I can pay for it myself because it is so inexpensive for them. Fabulous benefits, and we've seen a huge boon in this. I have 75 groups right now in that construction area. And that one's just coming on. Number 2 is restaurants. That one's always going to be in the top, you know, 2 or 3, because as a lot of you know, I don't know if any of you, when you were in high school or college, worked in a fast food restaurant, a Wendy's, McDonald's, or even a hometown restaurant. The only people that are offered benefits are the management, but they want to be able to keep these people, the older people that have lost these high-paying jobs that are going to work at mid-level. And, you know, we had fast food restaurants was huge in 2002 and 2003. 2004 has seen a shift. We've got more family-owned restaurants right now that are coming on, these little mom-and-pops. You know, they have 1, maybe 2 restaurants in the same town. But these people have worked for them for a long time, and they want to do something. So we've seen a huge shift in that. We still have our fast food restaurants, but it's these smaller mom-and-pop ones that are really coming on, and that one I think will always be real big. We've had a real insurgence with daycare, and not only child daycare, but adult daycare. The last quarter we've seen, I've had a lot of phone calls, we've had a big insurgence. All of you know people are living longer, and as, you know, our parents get older and they retire, you know, occasionally with a lot of things with the cancers and the Alzheimer's, people still have to work to support their parents and they need a place to have them. So adult daycares has really come on across the country. We still have, you know, our regular little kid daycares. But we've seen a huge increase in that adult market. So daycares are always going to be real huge. One that's really come on that I wanted to include here is family services. Crisis centers that have full-time employees and group homes. The group homes are finding that they do need to have these benefits for these children or these adults that live in this home. And they're finding Ameriplan fits their bill perfectly. It's we have providers everywhere. They can get them to them. They can get them in a timely manner. And it's not going to kill either the home's pocketbook or if they have control over the family of the individual, that they can make those payments, and they've got this great service. So that's one thing that's really come on. Automobile, we still have everything automobile from repair, collision, towing services. That one's really been coming on big. Now the two that I wanted to include here that are really coming on are staffing companies and salons and spas. Our staffing companies, when you know, if you've got a business or you need to hire temporary personnel or fill a spot, you call these personnel agencies. They have seen that they can provide these benefits for their temporary personnel, and it keeps them on. So if they do get a full-time job or if they just want to work temp, they actually have benefits now. And security companies. There are a lot of security companies, you know, unlike us who have security on staff, they hire out their security. But they need to offer benefits for these people, for their families. And they're coming on. The last one with the salons and spas, I don't know if a lot of you have it. I know Donna and, you know, Tracy know these day spas are popping up everywhere. It's not only, you know, getting your hair done, it's for the massages and the pedicures and all the other kind of stuff. They're popping up on every other corner. They're saying, okay, I've got all these adult employees that need, you know, they're making so money, but they need benefits for their families. They're coming on like gangbusters. This last quarter, we've seen a huge insurgence of that. So that's why I want to kind of give you a real brief overview of what we found for 2004 and what the trends are looking like. Okay, 2005. You have in your folder three different pieces of marketing material that I wanted to go over with you. Now, I'm sure everybody's seen this one. This is our DVPC, Dental Vision Prescription and Chiropractic Group Sales Brochure. This has been a huge, huge seller. It's been wildly successful. And what I wanted to do was, you know, do some more things to it, make it look a little better. So this is what is currently available. This is the new one. This is going to replace the white one. Same information on the inside and the back. Just wanted to give it a little bit more zip, you know, get a little bit more zip instead of just the white. So this is, we're still using, if you still have the white ones, use them, same information, but when you reorder, you're going to be getting these new ones. Now, one thing I did want, those of you that were at fall conference, I talked about having a brochure for Ameriplan Health that was going to include everything. I showed everybody the cover, and that's all we had, and you were the first to hear this. It just came from press, and it'll be announced on the Monday call. This is the new Ameriplan Health brochure. And you guys are the first to have it. I just got this late yesterday. I have, if I can find my little sticky note, I have an order number for you. They're going to be sold. 10 for $2 is how they're going to be packaged. And I brought it up here with me. Okay. Oh, there it is. I have it. I stuck it in his book. The order number is 02113. They will be online and available first thing Monday morning, so you guys can get in and order it. They're working on getting it now, getting it up online, and then it'll be added to the standard form. But this is just like the DVPC. It talks to the employer, and it covers why they need medical insurance and talks about Ameriplan Health and everything that it includes. So, and I'm going to be talking about these later, but I want to let you know you guys are the first ones to hear about that. I was real excited that it was ready to announce to everybody today. Okay, one thing we were talking about, you know, like Brent said, you know, people are always asking, the biggest question is, how do I approach a group? What do I do? That type of thing. And that is the biggest obstacle. How do I approach a group? As I said, I could go through doing the whole sale thing and take all day. So the only thing I'm going to talk about right now is just approaching groups. First thing is, and this is paramount, knowing your product. You don't want to go out and talk to any, even small business employer, let alone a large business employer, unless you know your product. And those of you here are here because you do know your product. You need to know it inside, outside, backwards, and forwards to be able to answer their questions. Know what you're talking about. Know what the dental vision prescription and chiropractic includes. Know what Ameriplan Health includes when you're talking to them. The second thing is, start small. And I always refer to this, Barry said this about 2 years ago, and I always refer to that. Don't go hunting elephants, hunt rabbits or foxes. Businesses that have 10, 15, 25 people, start in that venue. Number one, you're going to be dealing directly with that business owner, that decision maker. They may say, okay, sounds good, let's go. But you're going to be getting answers faster. As I've always said, the larger the company, the longer it's going to take. I would rather put on a group of 15 once a month than spend 18 months working on a group of 200. You're going to be getting that income faster, and it's going to be a lot easier to be able to make contact with these people and get in the door and talk to them. Now, to get started, that's one of the big things. Most of you in here had other full-time jobs in another industry. A lot of you still have those contacts, or you know people, or you have something that you volunteer with. Get to know those people, that if you understand the industry and their needs, it's easier to go in and talk to that person. So start in those areas. I taught school for 12 years. And that's where I would go. You're going to go to those teachers and talk to them to get supplemental benefits, to get something else that they can use because it's outrageously expensive. If you were in nursing or if you sold cars or anything like that, whatever you did, you know that industry. So you know how to talk to those people. You know what they have and what they don't have. And that's very important when you're going out and you're talking to these people. They want to know that they are dealing with somebody who is knowledgeable and who is going to be there for them. And that's the biggest thing, is you need to be there for them, and they need to know that. So that's really the easiest way to start. And once you talk to these people and you do these smaller groups, you're going to have more of a comfort level. You need to know what you're going to say, how you're going to say it, and as you go in and you talk to these small businesses, you're going to get that comfort level. It's going to be higher and higher. So once you go in and you talk to a company that's got 50 or 100 employees, you've already been hit with a lot of those questions, so you're going to know what to talk about. Okay, now your first contact, that is the most important thing. And there's, two main ways that a lot of people do this. We did talk about internet. We have some people that are very successful doing it on, doing it on the internet. Face-to-face and through the mail. When you're doing face-to-face, there's two things that you need. You need one of these and a business card. If you're going to go out to hit some of the restaurants, or you're going to go to one of the industrial areas where you have businesses that are right next to each other. That's all you're going to need right to start, because you don't want to give them too much information. You want to whet their appetite. And what you're going to do, you're going to go in, ask to see the owner, or the manager, whoever. If he's busy, to say, well, is there a time that I can set, can I set up a time to come back and talk to him? If he's there, to say, well, I'm kind of swamped right now. Well, can we set up a time for me to come back and talk to you about benefits, this and that? And a lot of the time, 70-80% of the time, they're going to say, that sounds interesting. Okay, well, let's set a time for Tuesday, 10 o'clock. There's your appointment. Right there. There's your appointment. And always try and go when you know. If you're going in a business, it's hard to judge. But if you're going in any kind of a retail or a restaurant environment or a daycare, kind of know what the schedule is. You don't want to go into a restaurant at 12:15. You don't want to go into a daycare at between 12 and 1 o'clock because they're feeding the kids. They're getting them down for the nap. They're too busy to deal with it. So kind of, you know, gauge what you're going to go after. And do some research on that industry. If you've been out of the industry for a while, or if you're looking for a new one, do some research. This is where the internet is a fabulous thing. To go in and do some research on that industry. Go in, leave the brochure, leave a card, you have an appointment set. If they're like, I can't deal with it now, and some people will just don't want to talk to you. Well, thanks for your time, appreciate it, and you go on to the next one. And you always leave on a positive note with a smile. You can always leave the brochure. And that's what we have on the back of them, a space, you know, to put your name and your phone number, leave your business card. Now, when you're talking about mailing, one of the things that we can do, and that's why we made these very, very concise, very quick cover letter. This is who I am. This is who the company is. Would love to set up, would like to go through your benefits with you. We'll call you next week to answer any questions that you have. And make sure you answer those questions. Call them that next week. Give it time for the mail. You know, call them, and when you get them on the phone, you've got their appetite wet a little bit, set that appointment. But it's a matter of getting the information into their hands. And these really are the two best ways, because the face-to-face, you're already talking to them. With the mail, you're going to be on the phone getting that appointment so you can get a face-to-face with them. You've got your appointment. You're all set, ready to go. There are several things that we've got set for you to be able to use that are great marketing tools. Got the brochures. When you go into that appointment, even though you might have left the brochure and you know they have it, always bring extras. Just in case, they may have given it to an assistant or the owner of the company. Always make sure you have extras on everything. Our online proposals and or the DVDs. A lot of small businesses don't have time to look at DVDs, that type of thing, but that's where we have those proposals. They're customized to that employer with their name, the company's name, all their information. It's real quick and brief. You can go over it with them. You can leave it with them. And another brochure, if you've got someone who does want a DVD or is going to have to take it to a higher level. Most of the time, you're not going to be able to watch it with them unless you're doing a full-blown presentation. If this is just your first appointment, you can always leave it for them to watch later. And always have the enrollment paperwork. Always have that with you. You never know when you go into that appointment, and he was kind of, you know, not quite there at first, and you started talking, and all of a sudden you caught his interest. And he's going to go, oh, wow, this is great. Well, when can I do it? Right now. Right now. Here are the forms. This is what we need to do. This is how you need to do it. Get it all. Always have that with you. It shows you're prepared. You're there to help him. It's not a matter of, well, I need to do this. It's always, you're there, you're prepared. And that's one thing when you're dealing with these people. These are, a lot of them are professional people. A lot of them, this is their business, they're their livelihood, and they want to keep the employees that they've got, and you have to be that professional for them to help them walk through all that. You know, as I said, once you get into the office, once you're getting ready for that presentation, that's really when the work begins. It starts with approaching the groups, but that's when the real work begins. Talking to them, letting them know that you're there, discussing everything with them, letting them know that you are the professional that they can count on. And that's when the real hard work begins. But getting in the door is 75% of getting them to sign. Now, as I said, you need to start small. You know, go with those 10, 15, 25 member companies. And the more you work, you're going to perfect your technique, your presentation. You'll know what you can add, questions that different business owners are going to be asking you that you may not have thought of that may come up over and over that you can add to your presentation. My time's about up. Like I said, I could go on and on and on, but I just want to give you the basics. When you're doing face-to-face, we've got some great tools out there. Use the tools. I've got a team in customer service that can answer questions, and there's always Eric and myself, usually Eric, because I'm in and out. But I just wanted to leave you with all the information and those new brochures. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to have have the DSMs get mad at me because it's we're just beginning this whole program, and I'm already switching up the schedule on them. You know, last night at the reception, we introduced a lot of people. And there was somebody missing because that person wanted to make sure he was healthy enough to be here the next 2 days, because he didn't want to miss out on meeting you. So without further ado, I'd like him to come up and just welcome everybody, our Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Mr. Barry Friedman.
You have no idea how proud I am of each and every one of you. Pardon my voice, this is what Brett was referring to. We're trying to save my voice for this afternoon. But you are the leaders of tomorrow for AmeriPlan. Having been around with Dennis and Daniel now for 27 years and having been around since the beginning of AmeriPlan, it's really exciting to see the growth we've experienced, but it's even more exciting to see the growth you've experienced. And I'll be around to see more of you later in the day. Thanks very much.
And also, during the next couple of days, recognition is still important because you guys are here. You've achieved a lot. You continue to achieve. And we really want to get started with one of our, I call them convention promotions, and that's the ACE. And to do that, let's bring up Divisional Sales Manager Mark Dixon.
You know, as Brent mentioned, my purpose is really twofold being up here this morning. No AmeriPlan event is complete without recognition, is it? It's something we believe in. It's something that you carry on from the corporate perspective to each and every member of your organization as they move up 10 levels. The other thing we want to do is we want to call your attention, not that you're not all perfectly aware of these, but we want to call your attention to these bedrock, these foundational, if you will, incentive programs that the company has developed over a period of time. These are programs that run all year long. Many times they run from one national convention to the next, and you're all familiar with them. They're programs like ACE, the AmeriPlan Council of Eagles, like the Top Producer Trip, programs like the President's Club, the Founders Ring Club. All of these are foundational programs. And as your business grows and as you bring more people into your organization, what do you want to have happen? You want to see them at National Convention in the AmeriPlan Council of Eagles, don't you? And you want to see them becoming members of the President's Club, don't you? And eventually winning the Top Producer Trip. And so, since there are three ways to lead, as the old adage goes in our industry, and what are those three ways? By example. That means that you need to personally participate in as many of these programs as you possibly can. We fully expect everyone in this room to be an ACE at convention. We fully expect to see you involved in the Business Builder Award, which I'll discuss in a minute. We expect you to join us on the Top Producer Trip. We expect to see you being recognized in the President's Club. We expect you to wear a founder's ring. You know, Dennis, I guess, or Daniel One, mentioned earlier this morning that along with coming to this meeting and having some nice food and making some new friends and seeing the corporate offices and learning a little bit comes a responsibility, doesn't it?
Right.
And that responsibility is to lead by example, not only for your own organization, but for the whole company, so that everyone who looks at you and what you're doing in the business wants to emulate that, wants to be where you are. That's what building these layers of leadership teams is all about. That's what Mark Jarvis and Tracy have done for years and all the rest of the MVPs in the room. They've led by example, not only to build their own organizations, but also for the whole company, to provide that example for others to strive for and emulate. I want what they have. And that's what we expect you to do. That's the role we expect you to play in the months and the years to come. So, lesson aside, a few years ago we introduced at the AmeriPlan Council of Eagles, or ACE. And each year at convention we celebrate the top enrollers in AmeriPlan, both for members and for broker enrollment. You enroll 40 brokers, which is a little over three a month. Heck, there are people in this room who do that in a couple of months. But you enroll 40 from June 1st to the last business day of May each year, and you're an ace. Enroll 80 members, which is just seven a month, and there are people in this room who enroll 80 in a single month, and you're an ace. Now, smart brokers do what? Well, they do both. That's exactly right. You know, when you look at these brokers who are earning the top producer trip and who are becoming national sales directors and whose checks are increasing consistently over time, you can bet that come convention time, they'll be recognized as aces. It's about this leading by example and setting the pace for your organization. So the first thing that I would like to do, if you have been a member in the past of the AmeriPlan Council of Eagles, would you please stand if you've been an ace in the past? Let's give these folks an applause for the club. Now, let's talk about first broker enrollment, because you see there are people in this room who are already ACE qualified for next June's convention. Boy, isn't that exciting, for next July's convention, I should say. And I'd like to recognize those people who are already ACEs for a convention this year. They're just trying to figure out how they're going to place in that top three. And so with the following people stand, we'll hold applause until I've got everyone standing, and then we'll give them the recognition they deserve. From Pearland, Texas, Twyler Portis. From Hanover Park, Illinois, Stacy Perez. From North Hills, California, Drew Nickerson. From Boise, Idaho, Cardell Smith. From McMinnville, Oregon, John Rogers. From Greensburg, Kentucky, Phil Scruggs. From Jacksonville, Florida, Daniel Luxenberg. From Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, Kelly Fuller. From San Antonio, Deborah Villanueva. From Prattville, Alabama, Gail Powers. From New York, Deborah Petroff. From Crowley, Texas, Aaron Price. From Phoenix, Arizona, Jeff Osmus. From Atlanta, Georgia, John Brown. From Midlothian, Virginia, Lowell Farmer. These people are your broker enrollment already qualified. Now I want to mention some names. You don't have to stand on this, but we will, well, heck, why not? Go ahead and stand up. Okay. These are our on-target aces for broker enrollment. These folks are almost there, not quite, but they're on target and they will be there. From Pueblo, Colorado, please stand. Jen Martinez. From Chandler, Arizona, Stephanie Butler. From Maple Heights, Ohio, Dolores Holman. From Tampa, Florida, Tom LaFalce. From Edmond, Oklahoma, Andy Dooley. From Camano Island, Washington, Patrick Prairie. From Pinson, Alabama, Scott McCollum. From Wellington, Florida, Tim McCollum. From Poway, California, Alan Kachek. From Cleveland, Ohio, Nettie Sims. From Fairburn, Georgia, Smitty Smith. From Eagle, Idaho, Kurt Wilkins. From Santa Ana, California, John Moffitt. From Atlanta, Georgia, John Myers. From Houston, Texas, Shauna Jarvis. From Houston, Texas, Ebenezer Paul. From Englewood, New Jersey, Ali Yassin. From Port St. Lucie, Florida, Donna Kappa. From Griffith, Indiana, Janie Gutierrez. And from San Antonio, Texas, Al Saceda. Let's give these... So that's the broker enrollment side, but what about member enrollment? Because ACE has two parts, doesn't it?
Yep.
It would be an ACE in both. And so I would like to recognize the following folks who are already member enrollment ACEs for a convention. I'll ask them to stand and we'll give them a round of applause. Already qualified ACEs in member enrollment. From Crowley, Texas, Aaron Price.
Yay.
From Pueblo, Colorado, Jim Martinez. From Mesa, Arizona, Joel Andrews. Let's give them, there they are, let's give them. And now our on-target ACEs for member enrollment. Please stand as I call your name. From Edmond, Oklahoma, Andy Dooley. From Denver, Colorado, Sonny Walcott. From Houston, Texas, Gail Mathis.
from Camano Island, Washington, Patrick Crary, and from Pearland, Texas, Tyler Portis. Please stand up. You know, I did notice some names like Twyler and Aaron, who were in both of those lists. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the newest programs that we have that has taken its place, assuming Mark can find his notes, which is problematic. It can be a
problem.
The boy can't find his notes. One of the newest programs that's another of these foundational programs is the Business Builders Award. And I want to spend just a few moments talking about it, because for many of you, it may be somewhat less familiar than ACE, or the Top Producer Trip, or the President's Club, or the Founders Club, or those programs that have been around a little bit longer, and with which we're all very, very, very familiar. You know, a while back, we took a look at this incentive lineup of programs, and we thought that maybe there was a little bit of a gap in it. And because we constantly strive to develop programs, not only incentive programs, but compensation systems and support systems for you and your business, but in constantly striving to develop these things, we wanted to recognize brokers who successfully grow their businesses. And ACE does that, but because it's the lead by example part, it's personal enrollment, right? But part of the test of leadership is developing new leaders in your downline, is it not? Wouldn't you agree that that's also an important component of it? Because that's sort of the duplication end of the business, if you will. We have our override system, you know, which in our compensation plan, which is designed to reward those who build new leaders in their sales organizations. So we kind of put our heads together here at the office, which is always kind of a dangerous problem. We came up with something new, and we hope kind of exciting, that we launched at a convention last year. And this program is called the Business Builders Award. Each year at convention, we recognize the top 10 business builders in the entire company for the preceding qualification year. And just like the Top Producer Trip, and just like the ACE program, this one begins on June 1st every year and ends on the last business day of May the following year. And I want to take a moment to kind of go through how it works. The simplest way to understand how it works is that brokers earn points. We keep these for you. It's not something you have to keep up with on your own or monitor on your own. And you earn points each time you develop a new 10-level promotion on your front level. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So as RSDs and seniors and ESDs and SESDs and even nationals top on your first level, you're assigned points in the manner indicated up here on the screen. And we keep these for you. It's a pretty simple program. And obviously, the higher the pin level promotion, the number of points that you receive. Now, what we do is we accumulate these all throughout the convention year, and then the top 10 receive a lot of great special recognition and trophy and so forth at convention each year. Now, there are a couple of extra guidelines that I want to talk about that. We didn't try to make too many rules with this thing, but there are some obvious questions. The first one is, can it be an existing broker, or does it have to be a new one? And the answer is, it can be either. But the promotion must be to a new, higher PIN level than where that existing broker was on June 1st when the program started. Okay? In other words, promoting brokers must be paid as a higher level than what their paid as level was at the start of the contest. And that's another important thing. In order for the points to count, whatever PIN level they promoted to, they have to be paid at that level as of the end of May in order for the points to count. Now, can a single broker, can one individual broker promote more than once during the convention year? Yes, that can happen. And if so, then the upline earns points for the highest level that the broker has achieved during the year. Let's take just a real quick example. Suppose you have someone that starts out on June 1st as a paid-ass senior regional sales rep. Okay? Now let's suppose that during the year, that broker who started out as a senior promotes twice. First to ESD, say in September, and then on in March, promotes to SESD. Okay? If at the end of May, that broker meets the paid as requirements for senior executive sales director, then the enroller is going to earn 2,000 points in the business builder reward, because that's the SESD point level. Now, how is that person paid as? Well, in the case of an SESD, they would either need the proper MR, personal sales group MR, to support the SESD level, or they would have to have the structure for SESD. Does that make sense? So they'd have to have two down first level paid as seniors, or they'd have to have only $3,000 in personal sales group MR. Either one. Okay? But suppose this person did not have paid as SESD status as of the end of May, but they did have ESD status paid as. Then the upline would earn 1,500 points at the ESD level, because that's the paid as level the broker had maintained through the end of May. Does that make sense?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially how this thing works. So we've got this beautiful trophy that we picked out. We've got all sorts of hoorah and yippee and great stage recognition planned. But there's something more. There's something more, and this is really the exciting part, because being a top business builder, being in this top 10, is a very, very prestigious thing to do. And the reason is because all of the members of the top 10, along with the National Vice Presidents, those folks that are here as your mentors this year, every year become members of what we call the Chairman's Advisory Board. The Chairman's Advisory Board will meet at least three times a year around National Convention. It will meet around this meeting. And it will meet around our Fall Leadership Conference. And convention, those three times. It can meet additional times if need be. But here's the thing. The purpose of the Chairman's Advisory Board is to provide input to the company, to Dennis and Daniel, to those of us in this room, on current Ameriplan programs and on plans for the future. So this becomes a core input group for the company. And so you want to try for this top 10 status. Now, this is the first year we've run this thing. We may find that we want to modify to include a larger group. We may want to layer the levels of recognition so that if I do so many points, then I get a certain level of recognition, and if I'm in the top 10, then I'm on the board. There are ways that we can tweak this thing as we go. But we're very, very excited about this. We're very excited about the role of the Chairman's Advisory Board. The National Vice Presidents are permanent members of the Chairman's Advisory Board, and then each year, the top 10 business builders will take their place for the succeeding year as members of the Chairman's Advisory Board. You like that?
Yes!
Now, we're very privileged today because I ran the top 10 as of, when did we run it, Connie? Wednesday? Yesterday. We ran the top 10 as of yesterday, and number 6 and number 9 in the country are in this room. Absolutely. Number 6 and number 9. Now, that's current, right? We still have to go all the way to the end of May. The number 6 and number 9 are in this room. Number 6 is from Midlothian, Virginia, Lowell Farmer. And number 9 in the country is from Englewood, New Jersey, Ali Yassin. Ali Yassin. Now, there are a couple more folks that I want to recognize, because even though Lowell and Ali are actually in that top 10,
There are a number of you that are right on the cusp of breaking into it. And with just a little more building, where things stand right now, could break into that top 10 group. You're certainly on the report, as it were. So the following people, please stand up, because you are placing very well at moving toward the top 10 for the Business Builder Award. From Greensburg, Kentucky, Phil Scruggs. Oregon, John Rogers. From Oldsmar, Florida, Rebecca Heil. Hey. I'm going to sound like a big dog. From the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, Marcel McCoy. From Boynton Beach, Florida, Scott McCollum. Yeah. And here they are. Here's my Midwest coming in from Brooklyn, Ohio. Deborah McDonald, Deborah. All right, let's give all these business builders one more huge round. Okay, I'm gonna give two more quick recognitions, very quickly. One thing that you don't notice on the CAB, the Chairman's Advisory Board, is we put on here that all national vice presidents are on Chairman's Advisory Board. But let me tell you that right now, sitting at number two in the country, if they were eligible to be the Chairman's Advisory Board, would be Jerome and Deborah Scott. Tell you, you already won. You're already there. So we're giving your spot to somebody else. Last year, one of our ace top enrollers, Aaron Price, he was recognized a lot today. I need somebody to call security. I found out some shocking news. I wondered how Aaron did all this business. this year he won because it's the second year in a row, and being number one ace this past year at convention, he gets, obviously this is what we're so free. Airfare is going to be a little tough, but, free registration for two, free hotel room for convention. Found out that when we were building this building, he worked for Southwestern Belt and helped wire this thing. I've got an eye on you, Aaron. Got an eye. He might be taking your business. I told him I'd get him. He told me he's never going to tell me anything again. But we are excited because we got a lot of winners in here. And that's one of the reasons y'all are here. You guys are setting the pace. Now, we have our first panel. And I want to kind of set this panel up. One, I'm going to let you know it's going to be hosted by National Vice President Dale Brooks. But this is kind of a big panel. Not everybody in here lives in Houston or in Dallas or in Atlanta, where it seems like, man, corporate always seems to go there for these big events. Some of y'all live in places where, they have their business briefings and just kind of every week, and it's the same old. What we're going to be talking about is promoting big events. And when I say promoting big events, it's not just, hey, corporate's going to come out and do a barrel of cash, let's promote. It goes beyond that. It's also about, hey, corporate's not coming here. How can we get our own big event and run it successfully and make it a big deal? A lot of y'all need that in the market, a big event. It can do wonders for your business, the motivation, the excitement. And Mark Jarvis said he'd go to anyone if y'all set it up. See that? I got a yes out of it. Yeah. This is a very important one. So this panel is going to be, guess what, guys? The MVPs are going to be up here, because you want to talk about masters of promoting events. The MVPs have done it in a huge way. So everybody, please welcome Dale Brooks and the MVPs.
All right!
Yeah. Yeah, it works good, trust me. Well, they wanted us to do the thing, and then Brent gets up here and gives you all the information, you know, we're going to go over with that. When I was talking with these people, when you're going to do something like a major event or you're billing for it, I think more important, the first thing I've asked these four distinguished people up here to talk about is, before we get into the how-tos and everything, is the why. Because, you know, if you don't believe something, if it's not credentialed, if you don't understand the power of it, you know, all this information goes by the wayside. So I really, the first thing, I just wanted to go down the road and personally, you know, you're going to hear a lot of similarities, but I want personally, just from them, why it is important for them and their, how they built their teams to get people to these events and the value of it. So let's just start off here with Tracy.
Well, I think the answer to that is really simple. Promoting for an event, whether it's just you, whether you're a newer broker, whether you have a team, it's what builds your check. You know, you only have the picture that you have of Ameriplan, but when you take them into a big event and you have other people, whether it's corporate or other national sales directors that are sharing the vision, you know, the people that you have there as new guests and new brokers, you know, get a bigger vision of what we are all about as a company. And when you leave there, they go back with a new, you know, fire to build. And in time, you're going to see your check just explode from that.
How do you top that? There's a certain dynamic that happens at these big events. You know, people are excited. There's leaders there that have built their checks from big events, and their example is going to rub off not only on you and the people that you bring, but the guest. And what is this for? These big events are for the guest and for your brokers. And it's just amazing what happens when you bring people to big events, whether it's recruiting a broker as a guest or bringing on new brokers on your team, to get the motivation and the excitement, and that dynamic is contagious. You know, if you get people in there, they're going to capture the vision, and capturing the vision is what you want for your people. And they're going to see new people that have just made a little bit of money but are excited, and older brokers that are on the team that are making big money. And somebody's going to say something at that event that's going to touch somebody. People from all walks of life. There's people that are teachers and working for the post office and self-employed people. They're gonna touch somebody out in that audience. So the more people you get to these events, the better.
All right. I ditto what Tracy and Joe said. And you know, I want to qualify first of all a little bit as to what an event is. An event to a brand new broker really could be the national recruiting call that we do Monday through Friday. In other words, I think it's all about helping a new broker build their belief system. And the more exposure that they get, the more belief they start having. And that new broker is never really going to be effective in the business until they are a believer. And just like those of you that have come to the corporate office, and this is your first exposure to corporate, your belief system just goes real high prior to coming here. In other words, we don't know what we don't know. So we can only promote what we can see. And so I think it's all these building blocks. You promote the national recruiting call, and all of a sudden, you know, my new broker who's only seen a website or talked to me, and now all of a sudden you're on this national conference call. And then you plug him into a meeting. If you plug a new broker into a meeting in Houston, Texas, that's like an event in itself. And then Tuesday night or Saturday morning, I mean, again, it just takes them to a whole nother level of belief. And then you get them to a national event, you know, and again, their belief system just goes to a big-time level. So knowing that, you know, what I like to discuss with a new broker is finding out what their why is in the business. You know, what they see themselves doing with this thing, what their expectations are. And if they really do have great expectations, then it's imperative that they get to an event like Champions Weekend coming up. I mean, we're just a little over, or about a month away from Champions Weekend. And I know I've never had a new broker. If I couldn't get them to an event like that within their first 4 to 5 to 6 months in the business, I've never had anybody go on and have success in this business. You know, they've got to experience some kind of success within a certain time if they're going to continue with the business. And the only way they're really going to see what they need to see and know what they need to know and believe the way they've got to believe is by getting them exposed to a big event like that. And so it's real critical. That's why these people are the best promoters in the company, and they're the best promoters of events because they understand the power of the event. So anyway, that's my opinion.
Truck is going out. Just bring up a little. A lot of you know that the success that he and Deborah have had in this business. But I want to credential him a little bit more because I think it's going to add a little power to what he's going to be sharing in this. To the fact that Jerome has had his own network marketing company before, and it was a very successful network marketing. So I think there's kind of a double story. He saw something even more powerful than what he had going at that. And he sees it from three different sides. Someone who's, you know, promoting for Ameriplan, but built for his own company. So we're just real fortunate to have this kind of knowledge here.
I'm okay being last, but everything I was going to say has already been said. I will say this, you know, a wise person once said, if you want to be successful, just do what other successful people are doing. Right. And if you just monitor or track the success of all the folks here, especially on the panel here, all of them to the T will tell you how important Champions Weekend is. Just to give an example, I don't know if one person's ever been the one that ever missed any subsequent. It's just that important. That's really, really the key. You know, level of performance is where it's at. Every time a person fills out an application and signs up, they have their dreams and they have their goals and objectives. They know they want to be successful. But it's that level of performance. You want everybody to be the best that they can be. And once they experience something like Champions Weekend, where all the rules who of Ameriplan will be there, they're just not the same. You can want it, you can be excited, but it's one thing to actually feel it. And that's exactly what happens when you attend an event like this. So basically, Deborah and I have been to every single one, and we never will miss one. It's just an awesome event, just like a lot of you today, when you go back to your respective areas and you're going to talk about what you experienced. I mean, there's no way that you can transfer everything that you would have experienced, but you're going to get a lot of people excited for sure. Here's an opportunity for those that were not selected to be in an environment that is first class. They're going to have all the advantages. They won't have this gorgeous corporate headquarters, but they're going to be in a lovely environment. That Hilton of America, I understand, is one of the best hotels in the country. You're going to love that environment. But the knowledge and the interaction and interfacing with different people, successful people, you're going to go back and you're going to be extremely motivated. That is the place to be. You know?
You know, I have, to my advantage or disadvantage, I've never been in another networking company before. This is my first one. And all of my education has been from the business world. Well, one of the things you will find from successful businessmen and women is the first thing they understand that they have a talent that they bring to the table, a resource that they personally bring to the table. But the chances are, and they realize that that is in one particular area. And every successful businessman or woman in this country, the first thing they do is surround themselves with people with other skills, other knowledge, other ideas. And that, to me, is one of the biggest things of major events, is as leaders, you know, people accept the fact you've got talents or you wouldn't be here. But don't be afraid to say, I don't have all the talent. And then try being the jack of all trades. The best thing you can do is put them into a major event where they will be exposed to all the people who have talent in all these different areas. And as a leader, you know, you owe it to your people to get them where they get the best information. You know, with this panel up here, every one of them has something different they can bring to the table. You want to get your people in front of all of these. And where are you else you're going to do it except at a major event? So that, to me, is one of the things. I just can't be everything to everyone, but I can sure put you in front of somebody that can give you the answers you need. The second thing that part of this whole the panel was how do you go about promoting it? You know, I'm the first one to admit this is probably one of my biggest weaknesses. It's something I have never had to do before. You know, in the corporate world, if you're working there, I say you'd be working at 8:30 and you're there. It's a lot of motivation. It's pretty effective, but you know, still and all. Promoting, you know, people on a voluntary basis to go somewhere is a whole different skill level that I didn't have. So that's why I plug into the people that know it the best and are the best at it. So that's how we want to go down here and let each one of these people kind of give you their viewpoints and some of the specifics that they go about and how they plan for the next major event, what are the activities. We've got to get these people notes so they can start doing it in their area.
Well, when you're talking about a big event, you know, it could be obviously Champions Weekend or a convention, whatnot, but you can't just look at that. This, to me, is a everyday occurrence in your business. You know, you have to be promoting every single day. You can't just, you know, bring somebody on and start talking to them about, you know, Champions Weekend, which is the next event, which is what, almost four and a half weeks away. You got to be talking to them about what's next. What's next? You know, what's today? Today's Friday. We have a call tonight, you know, at 9 o'clock. Who are you going to get on that call? Because you get a prospect on that call, you know, then the next step is, well, we've got training on Saturday. Boom, you get them plugged into a Saturday training if you have one in your market, okay? Then the next thing you know, you're getting them in as a broker and you're moving them to the next event. And meanwhile, I'm already planting a seed about Champions Weekend, okay? That's what you want to do, like, as an individual person. You want to start talking to every one of your brokers that you already have on board about, you know, planting the seed about Champions Weekend and getting them excited about it. But as you're, you know, bringing on these new people, you've got to be getting them plugged in every single week to whatever the next event is, you know, because what you want to do is you want to talk to them about how many people do you want to have at the big event. Because I'm sure all of you have experienced this. You've gone to a big event and you've been by yourself. That's not a lot of fun, is it? I mean, you're getting so excited and you want to have somebody next to you, but man, isn't this great, man, we're going to go back and we're going to, you know, we're going to go crazy. But you know, if you're sitting there by yourself, you're thinking, oh man. You know, and I tell you, I've done this many a times in my business where, you know, I would wait to the last minute, you know, or and just start trying to get people to go. And I end up sitting at that event by myself, whether it's a big corporate event, you know, or maybe it's a Tuesday night meeting or, you know, a barrel of cash, and you're sitting there. And I'm telling you, it's awful to be sitting in that room. I'm sure a lot of you have experienced that. You're sitting there, you're like, man, why didn't I? So if you're every single day focused on promoting for the next event and planting seeds, then it's just something that you do every day. And then you look up and you're in a big event, whether it's a barrel of cash in your local area or whether it's at Champions Weekend or convention, and not only do you have some new frontline people with you, but they have people with you. So I think it's just an everyday thing that you've got to be talking to people, you know, but you got to personally do it, and you got to teach your brokers to do that. You know, Mark calls it finishing the day. I think this is so crucial that we're all doing this. It's like, hey, you know, you're going into Monday, and you start looking and you say, okay, you know, I'm talking to people, you know, but the Monday night call, we've got a great training call that no matter what market you're in, you can plug people into. And you say, well, who do I have getting on that training call? Do you know your brokers are getting on it? Do you know that you have a new person, a new prospect getting on it, or a new broker? You know, are your brokers getting people on it? You got to make sure that you're calling your people and saying, hey, are you planning on being on there? You got to be on there. You got to hear this training. You got to get trained tonight. You know, and the prospecting call follows that up. Who do you have on that? So every single day, if you will just make sure you're finishing your day with having people on the prospecting calls, the training calls, prepare to get to the next meeting, if you'll just finish out that day when the big event rolls around, because you talk about it all the time anyway, you know you're going to be there with a big group.
I think we could have got a pack of one up here. I'm glad I'm standing up here asking a question, not trying to follow Tracy.
Tracy, give me just a second. Just gotta talk loud with that.
Hello? Testing. Can you hear me? Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, Tracy, you hit it right on the head. You know. That's all I gotta say. The whole psychology of this business is planning from event to event. Promoting events, it should be your number one thing in the business, because an event is something that you can build for, get excitement, and that dynamic with that excitement will just create enthusiasm with your people. Let's look at the next events for us. We have a Barrel of Cash coming up next week. We better start planning for that. Okay, and of course Champions Weekend, and I'll tell you what, you know, we call a conference call with our leaders. We get them on the phone and let them know that this event is the most important event of the year. And, you know, as you're building, it usually is. You know, an event is the most important thing. You want to get your leaders excited, so the next call they'll have their people on it, and their excitement will be there. I tell my people, let's get at least 10 guests to these events, and as many brokers as you can, because what's going to happen at this event is going to really inspire your people. You know, there's some events that have happened in our organization, the Jam, Mark, remember that? We had your first Jam. I can't pronounce the name of the town. Tunica, Mississippi. It was unbelievable. You know, we had about 5 people there. 3 of them came up to us at the end of the event because they had seen senior regionals get up on stage and got so excited about hitting senior, getting their bonuses, and going for national. 3 of our people came up to us, they were just barely RSD, and said, we're going to national this year. And 3 of them all hit it the same month. 2 of them hit it the same day. Their excitement from that one event carried them all the way through the year. And within 9 months, we had 3 national sales directors on our team. In that year, we had a $90,000 a year raise just from that one event. So getting your leaders on the conference calls, email to your people, let them know this event could be the event that changes your life. I remember, Mark, you were telling me about one of your events where there was a $2,000 bonus online. And you promoted that event, that 2,000 could have been 2 million to you back then because you were broke, right? Let's be honest now. Okay. But you said that event created hundreds of thousands of dollars in income for you. $400,000 from one event. So if you let your leaders know that this event could be the one that catapults you to success, this could be the one that dynamically changes the look of your business. Each event could be the one. Get your leaders excited. Tell them to get their people excited. Get them on the conference calls. Email them every day. Promote it like there's no tomorrow. And watch the nature of your business change dramatically.
Challenging down this end. Let's keep it. The next question, and I'll keep it down here and let it come this way.
But I'll tell you what's going through my mind as I'm hearing all this, is, and especially with this group here, is that, you know, at some point in time you begin to understand the reality of how to build this kind of business. And I struggled with this for years. I've been in this industry for at least 15 years. And I'm still learning every day. And, you know, we do so many different things in this business. And to get to the top in the business, what eventually has to happen is you become what I call kind of well-rounded. You know, not only can you paint a picture to where you can recruit somebody in the business, and then you can actually take somebody and train them in the business, but the next facet of it is becoming a great promoter. And it's a big, big part of business. You got to do it all, and you got to be able to do it all pretty well. And so we all don't just come to the table knowing how to paint a picture and how to recruit a broker. We all don't know how to train somebody, you know. We all don't know how to be a great promoter. And so we learn all these things over time. And promotion, they're all important, but promotion may be the biggest. And that's what we're talking about here, become a great promoter. I had a broker recently tell me, he says, you know, Brad, it seems like all the top earners in the company are just great promoters. And it's like, it's the truth, you know, that they are great promoters. And it's because without getting your organization to events like this. You can't grow an organization. It just won't happen. You know, and I struggled for a long time because I got a real strong sales personality, sales background. And so I'm more front-end oriented, you know, with being able to, but then not only making that sale, but continuing a relationship with somebody long-term and taking a broker through all the things that you got to take somebody through. That's totally anti-sales. You get out?
Yeah.
You know? And so I've really had a big growing curve in this company, you know, fighting my nature and having to grow in these different areas. But that's what they're talking about, becoming a great promoter. And I just want to hit on one other thing. I call it chasing the business. And that is, just like right now with Champions Weekend, the promotion for Champions Weekend for me started about 4 months ago. Once you've been around this thing a while, you see the power of an event, and you know that the whole year of your business is going to be predicated upon who's on your team at that event. That's going to be your team in 2005. The people that aren't there, probably, you know, they're just not going to be effective in the business in 2005 like the people that are there. So that's how important it is. And so you start with everybody that, you know, has been around a while, and you make sure they're on board. But the thing is, your newer people come on board that are building teams. Not only do they have to put enough faith in you to where they step and say, okay, I'll go to this event. But then you got to help put them a team together, like Tracy was saying, but you don't want to be there by yourself. So you got to be chasing the business down through their brokers. And you can't rely on somebody who's not been to a big event. They're not going to be able to sell that event like you can sell. And so it's a big job. Is what it is. It's a huge project. It's when there's an event coming up, that's my first reaction to when, okay, Champions Weekend's in 4 months, and then after Champions Weekend, it'll be the convention in July. But my first reaction, the project is so overwhelming to me, I freeze up for about 24 hours just with the thought of how big this deal is. And then I begin to break it down with, okay, let's go through the front lines, get them on board, let's get their teams together. And you take on this giant project, and you work on this project literally every day in some way, along with recruiting, along with training, along with getting everybody plugged into everything. I mean, it's the most important project we ever do, or the big event. So it's a big advantage being here this weekend to hear some of this stuff, because every day as you go into your business day, you're trying to prioritize what you need to be doing this day. And, you know, a lot of times we don't know what the real priorities are until we've been around for a while. So, anyway, that's my.
Now, I just say we're so fortunate to have these big quality events that we can look forward to go to, but so many companies just don't have it. So we have really a good thing right there. But truly, I think we really need to put on our promotional hats, as we've been saying, and work really hard letting people see the big picture of why they should be there and why they should get their people there. You know, it's the attention to detail that has really helped them. For example, we like to close out folks. You get them excited and say, well, maybe we'll go. The bottom line is get the thing coming down the line. What we like to do is we call the group department of the major airlines and try to secure the best deal. And then they usually require something like a $40 deposit. And so then we sell that. I said, if you're serious about going, you give us the deposit. And that gets the thing started. They made a commitment in their mind that they're going. You can't wait to the last minute and say, I want to go, because the cost becomes prohibitive unless you live at that same time. You got to cooperate with the airline. Like right now, we have some pretty powerful folks here. We knew that the fares going into Houston is a little expensive. So we were talking with George Carroll, and they have connections with Delta Airlines, so they started a price battle war last night. You heard on TV. This is perfect timing. So as a result, everybody wants to be competitive. So pretty much, you know, 15 to 25% is a fare reduction as of today. So we have corporate has been very supportive. They put out that special deal just a couple of weeks ago. But now our job is to get new people registered in. All the serious people ought to be registered. That's the bottom line. So right now what we need to do is see how we all can get at least 10 or a dozen more people to go between now and then. Mm-hmm. So you look for every possible advantage. Let folks know there's no telling how long this sale is going to last. We need to secure the tickets. And, you know, lodging is basically a non-entity, because you can put 4 or 5 people in the room and split that is fairly $25 a night, so you don't even consider that. It's just a matter of getting the registration, just a matter of securing it. So you work with your folks like that, and you close them out, and you get some money, get that commitment. So, and I think that's just a good way to do business. You check with all the leaders. There's no question that the impact, life-changing is the term that I like to use, because I've personally seen these events be life-changing. Okay, you got champions weekends, you got corporates doing these barrel of cash. The more you learn about these things, the more excited you get. You know, I found out that they bring thousands and thousands of dollars in these barrels of cash.
Security, right.
And so for some of the new guys there, you know, it's just, you just need to know the details that they don't have any denominations. They don't have any singles. They start with fives. And corporate is smart enough to realize there's a lot of excitement generally if you've got 20s and 50s in there. So they have a bunch of those in there. So they started this new facet whereby not only do the new guest pool, then those that sign up get to go up there again and they bring in rolling brokers. So that almost all guests that come end up signing up. It'd be crazy not to promote. So right now we have a ton of people promoting Atlanta. And you need to be knowledgeable. You go to your website and you click on upcoming events. You'll see that Tuesday, I believe, is an awesome event in Phoenix. Same deal is going to happen. Marcus traveling there. Then, of course, that Saturday, that's going to be awesome. Atlanta. Okay, so these are the things you know about the events, and you don't wait till the last minute to start promoting. You start mobilizing right away, and the results will be self-evident. So it's just that's just an effective way to build a business. American has a unique marketing system, and so many programs, you need to have 50 to a couple hundred people to make serious money. With Ameriplan, they got tons of examples of people just have a few superstars on their first level, and they're making six-figure incomes. So what do? You're going to focus on getting you a few good people each and every year. You can go through the numbers, but if you want that person to really make a decision, you get them to these special events. They make a decision in their mind. One of the biggest reasons people don't succeed is because the enemy is habit. The creatures of habit. You may know you're in something good, but your thoughts go 100 different ways. When people go to these events, they eat, sleep, and think about America. And what happens is the results happen, and they go up in Nashville, and income flows like you want.
Keep you going first this next time. But Jerome brought up one thing that I think is probably something we all could do a much better job at, and it's probably one of those that may have slipped under the radar a little bit. We've got a fiduciary responsibility for everyone we bring into this business to let them know what to expect. And I think one of the things that we can do a better job of that is always, right now, if you ask people, are they going to Champions Weekend, you're going to hear a lot of people say, I can't afford it. It happens all the time. And the reason is, it's like you said, if you're coming from a distance, there is an additional expense. I think one of the things that we could probably start doing better is, you know, still put for Champions Weekend, but right after that, why don't you start challenging people on how much you're putting back for the National Convention? Start a program saying you need to take a percentage of everyone you check. See, that's a way to start promoting National Convention. Start saving your money right now. And maybe even, you know, from each one of you have a bobblehead, you know, throw that out as a contest. If somebody puts in a couple of $100, give them a bobblehead, you know. But let's start helping them prepare for the major events financially, because that's one of the things that will hold people and keep them from coming back and getting to these things. They wait till the last minute. The next thing I want every one of these people up here to talk about is it's very easy to promote for major events. You know, we've got such a track record. You've got this accumulation of the best in the country, you know, being there that you're going to learn from. It's easy to promote for that. The diversity, you know, and they've heard these names, they've seen it, you know, in all the publications. But it is equally as important to be able to promote your local events. And if you don't do that, you have a hard time promoting for the major events. So I want this panel up here to explain some of the things they do locally and how they promote for it, how they set it up, how they stage that, because it is different than promoting, you know, Champions Weekend or the National Convention. So I think it's important, because this is where you've got to start as a leader. If you've got to not wait for a barrel of cash to come to your area. You can do things on your own right where you are. every one of these people up here do this on a regular basis. They have regular events going on, and they promote from those, which is the next step to the national. So the master over there, I know he does a lot of this, Jerome, on a local basis, what kind of events do you set up, and how do you build for those?
I guess locally, of course, we're fortunate enough to have Maryplan. Actually, they paid a lease on an office for us right there in the church, so that's a great thing. So many people, so many companies don't have anything like that. They have to chip in, and they have a place that's in some obscure location, but Maryplan has first-class facilities. But therefore, every single meeting we have is an event, and sometimes we become jaded, and we don't promote it as well as we should. When a new prospect is getting an invitation, this is the first time he's getting an invitation to an office. You make sure he understands that this is a first-class office, that we're going to have a special keynote speaker. And even though, you know, I may be saying the same name for the whole year, this particular meeting, we're going to have the one and only Pastor Dr. Bobby Bracey doing the presentation. You don't want to miss this. They'll say something like, well, I don't know if I can come this time, but I can come next. So I say, you can come next week, but I'm telling you something. Tonight is going to be tonight, you know, something like that. And you always go for that. But you need to give people a reason to act now, because people love to procrastinate. You give them a reason why they should show up now. So you promote those events locally. You want to have RSD and above meetings. Those are just now starting to get into those, and they are so very effective. And one of the biggest things I would suggest for you, since those are usually held once a month, it's a good idea to encourage all of your leaders to remind people about them, because I've been guilty of that too. You know, I find out at the last, oh, it's an RSD. You know, but the bottom line is, you have a buddy system, and you encourage everybody, and you want to have something special at these RSD meetings and above. And one thing we try to do all the time, right, we have it usually an hour prior to our regular meeting, and as the people are waiting at the door to come in or whatever, and we be so jazzed up and excited, they just feel like they really missed everything. So they really want to be motivated to be a part of that next RSD meeting. That's part of the reason for having it. Everybody needs to have a reason to be RSD, because that is a very coveted position. That's where everything starts with, that vested contract. So those things are important. And from time to time, we try to do special promotions. I might get a little silly sometimes and say something like, you know, if anybody become national before the end of the year, you know, we'll pay their way to the jam. You just say it just to generate excitement, because you know it's not going to happen, okay?
All right, that didn't go out of this room.
But every now and then, but you know, sometimes it messes up. So I don't know when it did it. So I went on the internet to look at the fairs. I said, "Oh, what have I done?" But anyway, it's just the local meetings are something that we should not become jaded about. It is just really a great thing for us to have these fantastic audio, video, DVD systems. We just need to promote it like it's a special meeting every single week. And not just you, but encourage all of your people, all of your lieutenants to do the same thing. And that is where it starts. Because when you do that, it becomes easier to promote regional meetings, it becomes easier to promote leadership conferences, Champions Weekend, the conventions, et cetera. And you let them know how important it is to get a few good people to achieve massive success in this industry. And programs in the past, companies pay when people buy product. People get excited in the beginning, they don't do anything. I mean, they do a lot, and then a couple months later, they do nothing, and you get a big, fat printout with almost no check. But with Maryplan, you get a fat printout, you got a check. Because we have a term, you know, we get a lot of brokers that lose the vision, but they're scared to quit because they know it's a great opportunity. And we call those casual brokers. We call them $10.50 brokers. And so your job is to get them out of that level into an event that will make them go to the next level. And that's what promoting these local events, regional, and national events can do.
Wait a minute, I thought I heard you say something. It might be interesting. On your RSD, on your manager's meeting, your RSD and above meetings, did I hear you say that you schedule those before your regular business briefings? Okay, that's something a lot of people will schedule after. I know we do, but that's kind of something, because you've got people, guests coming in to a group that is fired up like never before. Interesting little point. Just didn't want that to go by. Brad, local events.
Well, here's the thing. tonight's conference call, like at 9 o'clock tonight, the national recruiting call, will probably be the best conference call that we've ever had in the history of Ameriplan tonight at 9. You see, every conference call we ever do is the best call. I mean, you've never heard anything until you hear this call tonight at 9 o'clock. what's today? Friday? Saturday meeting, okay? It's constant promotion every day. My first thing I do every day when I start my business part of the day, it's all about what day is this and what's got to get promoted. What's got to get promoted today? What's got to get promoted for this week? What's got to get promoted for this month? The number one thing is all about the promotion. So you need to start getting an effective communication system. When you start building a sales organization, because it's all about promotion and moving people forward. Now, why do we promote so heavy? Just for a conference call, or just for a meeting, or just for a training? We're looking at it as just a meeting, or it's just a conference call. But it's not just a conference call, because here's what happens. When we recruited that person into business, they've got a seed planted in them about how they can have their life changed in 2 or 3 years, okay? This is a life-changing opportunity. But if that seed does not continue to get watered, it dries up and it blows away, and they're out of the business. The only way that seed's going to get watered is if they're plugged into all this until we can get them to a big event, okay? And so every time they hear a conference call, it's going to help them. Every time they get to a meeting, it's going to help them. Every time they get to a training, it's going to help them. RSD meeting, et cetera, et cetera. We got all these events that we do. We do them for a reason. We're not just doing them to be doing them. We do them because the effect that they have on people, the effect it has on their belief system. And the stronger their belief system, the more effective they become in the business, the more effective they are, they can make their dreams come true. So what we're dealing with is people's lives. We're dealing with where these people are going to be in 2 years. And so if we're not effectively promoting, then we're not getting them plugged into this thing. It's not going to happen for them. And so the longer you've been around, it just becomes this critical thing. So for me and everybody else, today the number one thing is I got to get everybody. And so communication, you got to get people plugged into a system where you can drop everybody an email. Like tonight, the newest people in my organization, it'll be personal phone calls about how this call is going to be incredible tonight at 9 o'clock. You know? And so anyway, that's my input there.
My strength is not promoted, so I'm trying to pull out some gems and everything, but I want to mention something that Brad mentioned, and I think this is so critical of all of us. The further you go in this business, the more comfortable you become, the more accustomed to it. It's just a matter of routine. Brad made a powerful statement, is we can't look at the regular weekly meetings as just another meeting. It starts right there. Promotion starts with what do they see in you and the value of going to that. And that is a problem. Why don't you do this? You know, Mark and I have been doing these things for 12 years now. We've seen just about every meeting you can go to. But it's still our responsibility, like Brad said. We've got to look at this is not just another meeting. This is the end all meetings. If it doesn't come from us, it's not going to happen anyway. So, all right, let's go.
It didn't happen to us at first, but over time, Carol and I began to realize that there's a direct relationship between plugging into a proven system that works, those that plug in versus those that don't plug in. You know, a lot of people are mavericks out there, and they think they can do it on their own. And most of the time, 99.9% of the time, they are not going to be successful in Ameriplan. So we sell our people the fact that if you are coachable, you have a good attitude, and you plug into our proven system, you will have 100% chance of success directly proportionate to what you plug into. And so the system is the conference calls. Getting in on a conference call as much as you can. Mark's been doing these conference calls every night during these $35 broker promotions. It's powerful, Mark. I mean, people are seeing things happen that they wouldn't have seen if those calls weren't going every night. The meeting system. Do you have a meeting system in your town? I know in Atlanta, people we say that there's an incredible thing that happens when people come to these meetings. You see people from all walks of life, excited, happy, saving money, making money. The testimonies are phenomenal. So 3 out of 4 people that you bring to the Atlanta office are going to become brokers on your team. Knowing that, how many people do you want to bring? You know, it's amazing. If the more people you plug into the meeting systems, the more dynamic, the more, well, we say that they come in as brokers, they get into Ameriplan, but if they attend these meetings and become part of the system, Ameriplan gets into them. And that's a big difference right there, someone that's in Ameriplan or has Ameriplan in them. So if you sell the system, let people know that the only way, most likely the only way that you're going to be successful in this company is that you're part of our proven system. You know, the small things, you know, getting on the conference calls every night if possible, talking, getting your guests on the conference calls, getting your new brokers to the new broker training, and getting people plugged into the meeting system. That, you can treat that, like Brad said, like every meeting, every call is a special event that could change their life. I remember in Atlanta, I challenged Lorraine Dooley. She had told Evelyn Walker that she was not going to come to these meetings. Well, Evelyn brought her over to me, and I said, Lorraine, attend 5 Saturdays in a row, and you'll never be the same again. Well, she trusted me. She came the 5 Saturdays in a row, and now we can't keep her quiet. We'll break the 100,000 next month. And she gives thanks for thanks are due. She said, Joe Garvey's the one who told me, come the 5 Saturdays in a row, and it'll get in you, and you'll be a superstar in Ameriplan. And so always challenge your people to get on as many calls, to attend as many meetings, to go to the special events, and they will get it in them.
You need to take a note. Did you hear what he said about coming to the weekly meeting? He didn't say you need to come to the weekly meeting. What did he say? You were going to meet people that are changing their lives, are excited about whether all walks of life. He made it different than what I think some of us have a problem doing. You know, this is a great way. You're going to learn about Ameriplan. No, you're going to meet people that are excited, people that are making money, people that are changing their life, all walks of life. He sold that there's more than one thing happening out of that meeting. So, man, if I go there, I'm going to get a whole lot out of this rather than one thing. Great point.
One more thing. I always let people know it's going to be time well spent, because they have these reality TV shows that capture people at night, you know. But if you let them know that it's going to be time well spent, I promise you, you will tell me at the end of this event or whatever the meeting that it was time well spent and it was worth going to. And that's what you want to do. People have so many options where they can go, but let them know this is going to be one of the most important things they ever did for their life.
One of the things that I think's made a difference in, you know, the Houston market, I mean, we've had our ups and downs over the years, and to see it now is amazing, the crowds that we have. And one of the things that I think really made a difference is getting everyone that's been around a while, they don't have to be, you know, huge in the business, but get them to take ownership in the meeting. Okay, because if you're just going because you're just a part of it, you know, you don't think a whole lot about it for you, and in your promoting of it, you're not doing as good of a job as what you should. But if you take ownership of that meeting, you know, you take a part in it. And when I say that, you know, and they're going to talk about meetings in a later, I don't want to get into that, but it's about, you know, you feeling like it's your responsibility. You know, if you have the pressure, some of you guys are in a market that may not have a big meeting system right now. Well, guess what? It's your responsibility to make it an awesome meeting, okay? And if you take that ownership, you and the others that are in that market, you all feel that. When you're promoting for it, you know, you're gonna make sure you have people there, right? Because if you don't, it's not gonna be a meeting. So you gotta have that responsibility, but we still do that today, even as big as the Houston meetings are. You know, we make sure that all of our leaders, all the up-and-coming brokers that are coming in, feel like they're a part of that meeting. And then, you know, when people get there, they feel excited. It just turns out great. So then everybody wants to bring people, right? You know, I've heard people say to me over the years, I don't want to invite anybody to this meeting, you know, so they're not promoting for it, right? It's your responsibility, you know, as a leader to make sure that you want to bring people to it and that all of your new brokers want to bring people to it. So I think that's the key. If you'll teach your people as they come on board, the quicker you can get them involved, just doing an introduction or something like that, they take that ownership of it, and then they're going to be more excited about bringing people to it, right? Okay, so that's one thing. But as you get into promoting for it, how do you do it? You know, we recycle, okay? You guys have heard that term, right? Recycle. How many of you run ads, things like that? And you talk to people, and they're not interested right now. But you keep those names, and you keep your wish list going because you talk to people that you think are sharp, that would be awesome in this business, but the timing's not right for them. You keep those lists. And as you get an event coming, and Tuesday night's an event, okay, you start recycling and talking about, like all these others up here said, hey, it's going to be the best event you've ever seen. So you recycle all the time going through these lists, and you create big events. You know, we do our RSD meetings once a month, and normally we do them on Saturday afternoons after our meeting. And one of the things we do in these meetings that I think is real effective, you know, obviously we're always pushing for the RSD meetings. You got to be there. We have a board in front of our room that we had made up that announces the date of the next RSD meeting. So we refer to it every meeting so that, hey, Donnie, got to get there. Debbie, got to get there. You know, we're talking to all the people. Hey, you got to be there. Do not want to miss this meeting. So then when we have the RSD meeting, we have a great RSD meeting, then we ask all the RSDs to leave the room. Okay, and they just step right outside its glass doors, you know, and they step out there, and we keep the seniors and above in there. And we may tell them a few things, we may not, but then what we do is say, hey guys, guess what? Here's what we're going to do. And we get everybody excited. We just start standing up, cheering and shouting and high-fiving, okay? And all the RSDs are right outside, and they're wanting to know what is going on, okay? I want to be in that room. What are they excited about, you know? And, of course, we're just being, you know, crazy. But you know what? Next RSD meeting, there's some new seniors in there because they want to know what was going on. Oh, that's cool. Well, let's do it to all these new RSDs, right? You know, so we do that, but then what we just did is we had a special event, RSD meeting, and we did it on a Monday night, and we had a potluck, okay? Had everybody bring some food and things like that. We did it at 6:30, and let me tell you, you put food in the mix, and people come out of the woodwork, right?
Oh,
you know,
right?
We must have had 160, 170 people at our RSD meeting just this past Monday night. We had 30 brand new RSDs since the previous RSD meeting, okay? Now, we're going to do that once a quarter, you know, the food and all of that, because if you do it every time, it becomes not a special thing, right? But we promoted for that. We said, gosh, you got to come out. You got to be RSD. And, I mean, it was just absolutely phenomenal, the results that came from it. So you can do all kinds of little special things like that to promote along the way. But it really makes a difference when people feel like they're a part of it. They're going to promote for it better and get more people there.
All right. Talk to Daniel and Dennis, because I think I know how from this day forward to promote for anything. I'm going to get Daniel and Dennis to support cloning. We're going to make 100 copies of Tracy. We got it sold right there. You know. Huh? Well, before we end this, I just, you know, want to go and open. Is there any, I know we talked about a ton of things, but is there any one thing that you feel, and we just go down the line, and it really can't come down to one, but if you were just going to give a gem, do this or do that on a regular basis that we can leave these people with, other than what we've already talked about, maybe. But we talked about a lot, and I don't know if they're able to take notes on all that. One of the things, where I'm getting to, Brad, I think, really hit the nail on the head. You don't have to physically get them somewhere to get them to a major event if you can get them on the phone. And most people have a phone. I think that is a first tremendous step on this whole thing. So any other little gems that any of you would like to throw in here before we turn this back over to Brent?
I would just say your belief. You know, when you're promoting, it's all about your excitement, your belief, you know, and you doing it every single day. You know, I was talking to people last week, and it's like when you get going in something, you know, we set a goal, like at the first of the year, we set our New Year's resolutions and all that, and we're all excited about it, right? But you get into the year, and you get busy, and next thing you know, one day's gone by, and 2 days, and you haven't done what you're supposed to do. Then it's a week, and then 2 weeks, and then a month, and before you know it, you're at the end of the year and you didn't accomplish what you wanted to. So, you know, my thing is if you will stay focused, put your goal, whatever it is, right in front of you every day. And as in talking about promoting, you know, as Brad said, it's an everyday thing. When you wake up in the morning, you know, you got to be excited about what you're getting ready to promote. But do it every single day. Don't let a day go by that you're not encouraging somebody to get plugged into what we're doing, to get them focused on the next big event. So it's just a daily thing.
I'd say if you had the attitude of gratitude, take responsibility for your business. You're the leader and you're the owner, the CEO of your own organization. You take responsibility each day that you get up, you search for ways to better yourself and to challenge your leaders to be the best they can be. And if you treat it like it's your own business, that you're promoting your own business, get it in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, that you are the owner and you can write your own paycheck by what you do that day. It'll change your attitude and it's awesome.
Write your own paycheck by what you do that day. You need to write that down, everybody.
You know, one thing this business is like, it's like you having your own TV program. It's like you have this TV show. And whether or not that TV show is going to be successful depends on ratings. And what determines the ratings is how many people tune into this TV show. And that is why all over the TV are those commercials. And those commercials, I mean, man, you've got to tune in tonight to this show. And I mean, they've been promoting it all week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, 8 o'clock. And it's just like this huge deal is going to happen on the show. And when you tune in the show, you never even remember any of the commercials. And you don't even remember what they were promoting. You know, you just watch the show. But if they can't get you to plug in and watch that show, they're out of business.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And this business is a lot like that. So my question to you, can you get people to watch? Can you put out a commercial that's going to get people? How good are you at painting a picture, at selling your commercial? Because it's really, it is your, like Joe says, your company, you're the president, CEO, and it's about moving people. That's what the business that we're into. How many people will buy your commercial and be on that call tonight? We'll be at that training class tomorrow. We'll be a Champions Weekend. And whoever has the most people plugged into this thing, you know, they win.
I guess the key thing is just to realize that your downline is your company, and how well you motivate them, that determines your success. So getting people out to these key events is extremely important. We have some great, generous leaders out there that make it possible. They provide us a lot of help. I probably should have checked with Mike McDonald first. I'll stick my neck out on the limb here. And I thought about it. Kevin, looking at you, I know you emailed me the other day, and you said there was a great call with Dennis and Daniel Bloom and Mark. They spearheaded that, and they talked about the importance of the champions. And he said, you think Champions Weekend, you think I'm fading myself. Do you think that's still on tape? I said, I believe it is. And so I fired the member back, and you were instrumental, I think, in getting a couple more people signed up for Champions Weekend. So what I'm going to do is give you some specific information how you can capture the essence of Champions Weekend just by calling a reported number, and I believe it's still running. And you hear a lot of great leaders, Mark and Tracy and Dennis and Daniel, talking about how awesome Champions Weekend is going to be. And that number is 580-431-2808, option number 9. Okay, so one more time, that is 580-431-2808, option number 9. You get all of your prospective attendees to listen to that. you let them know they need to close out now, take advantage of these reduced airfares, and just get them signed up, and the rest will be history.
All right, everybody. All right. Hang on.
Anyway, just a testimony about this conference call line. Because I'm chasing the business. Every new broker that comes into my base shop, and we'll be talking about this weekend, you know, these new brokers coming in, I know that it's critical to get them Champions Weekend. And there's no way that I can sell that thing like that conference call can sell it. Because there's so many, it's just a great conference call, man. It was just a knockout, 100%. It's a great conference call. We got that thing captured. So what I did is I call these new brokers and say, hey, there's something I got to talk to you about. And that is, depending on what you want out of this business, you know, we do have this business plan that delivers $100,000 a year in 2 years. And we have an event once a year that teaches that business plan. If that's why you're in this business, I just need you to call this conference call and hear it. And if you like what you hear or whatever it is, call me back and let's talk again. So when I was in Dallas here, Mark and I were in the car and my phone rang and this lady had just listened to the call and called me back and she said, well, she goes, I want what you're talking about, and I heard the conference call, and I said, hey, if you'll just trust me, and if you'll invest in your business, take one weekend of your life and just have some faith, and you know, so she agreed to go to Champions Weekend, and that's what it is. It's one person at a time like that, and her life will never be the same. And we know that. And so anyway, it's just a testimony to that conference call. It's a great tool.
Give a round of applause.
You know, as I'm sitting over here, you know, there was something that crossed my mind, and it's something we hear a lot, and let's all wave goodbye to the EAs. See you in about 35 seconds. No, but this is really important because I've attended a lot of workshops in Ameriplan on promoting events or meeting systems and all that, and let me tell you right now, there's people out there that are saying, you know what, Brent, oh boy, a great weekend, but you know, that meant nothing to me because I do all my business on the internet. I'm going to give you the facts. The DSMs and I do these blitzes, and we get out on the road all the time. And let me tell you, in the last two blitzes we did with the health training and then with promoting, the last one where we just promoted business and promoted the $35 broker promotion, there wasn't an area that I went to that I didn't meet one to two people that came up and said, we got your flyer. We didn't even know there was an office here. This was great. Well, why didn't you know? Well, we kind of do it on the internet. You can hurt your people. The internet, we found out, was an incredible tool, building a lot of checks real quick. And that's a great aspect, but don't make it your only aspect. See, this is where you're going to hurt your people. You can't assume that just because you signed me up on the internet that I don't need local support. You know, sometimes it's kind of funny when we talk about this. The great thing about our national convention, the Leaders of Tomorrow, is that our brokers get to feel us, see us. We're real now. Sometimes on a computer, it's not that real. But when they can see us and touch us and feel us, it becomes real. Don't, for your downline, if you're on the internet, let them know about the events in their area. Let them know about the regional office. It needs to be real for them. If you really want to succeed, there were so many people we met on the road that didn't have a clue and were thankful that we sent out a flyer, which we sent to everybody, just to let them know they actually had an office. Okay? So it is imperative to y'all. Even if your majority is on the internet, it is imperative that your brokers around the country know locally what they have. Especially when Dennis and Daniel come to town. Because, yeah, I signed up 35 brokers on the internet last month, but you know what? If Dennis and Daniel in your town, try and get a couple local prospects and let them drop in the barrel of cash. That's always fun, and it's always good to have your people see the owners of the company. So I'm going to give you some dates real quick. of some upcoming events. First one is obviously the Phoenix Barrel of Cash, and that's January 11th. That's this Tuesday at 7:30. I'm not going to give you locations for all these events because I don't know them all. But you can look up for it's on the internet. Wait a second. Yeah, broker support side. Then also this next Saturday, January 15th, in Atlanta Barrel of Cash.
Yeah.
That was early. January 22nd, Dallas, Texas Barrel of Cash. We don't, sometimes we forget our own market in our own backyard. Well, we didn't this time. We're doing a barrel of cash here. January 29th, San Antonio Barrel of Cash.
Ooh. All right.
And then somewhere, and we don't have the exact date, we got to make sure we get the maybe, and put down, write that word, maybe the 5th of February, a barrel of cash to really kick off Champions Weekend in Houston, Texas.
Woo!
Now, don't forget, Champions Weekend, February 10th through 13th. You know, and I told people on a conference call a couple weeks ago, yeah, if you're not registered, just the first hour of the program, you're going to say, oh my gosh, I'm glad I didn't miss this. And then what they get after that, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm glad I didn't miss this. You know, that's without giving away any secrets, Mark, I'm not going to tell any secrets, but you don't want to miss this thing. So that's a big day. And a lot of y'all have been calling up about convention week, when is convention weekend, because you do have to make arrangements and have it on the calendar. And convention this year will be July 7th through 10th. Okay, July 7th through 10th. All right? Yeah, we've got an exciting afternoon planned for you. We're about to go back down to the buses. Oh, did you want to talk to me?
Hey,
Todd.
Over
here.
Big dog. Big dog. Big dog. Big dog.
Okay, he, yeah. Have a little faith in your boss once in a while. This afternoon, we're going to have Dennis Bloom talking to you about communication. We're going to have Julia Baker talking to you about provider relations and especially with the health plan. We're going to have Barry Friedman talking about broker benefits. Joe and Carol Garvey have a special seminar for you that you're really going to want because a lot of it has to do with scripts to prospects. And then we're also going to have Sherry Shepherd, our legal counsel, tell you that you have to send an affidavit saying if you say anything, we will terminate you after this. But best of all, at the end of the day today, we're going to give you kind of a little surprise. It's not a big one. It's a decent one. You will be the first people in the country to see and watch a video clip of who our guest speaker is at National Convention this year. Last year it was Roger Staubach, but let me tell you, if you want a speaker, what we have for you is going to be just incredible. So you're going to be the first to hear it. So is everybody hungry?
Yeah!
You can leave your stuff in here.